Finally, I have never hesitated to call architects on doing work that's truly inimical to justice. Whether that work is the instrument of the displacement of living communities, window dressing for repressive regimes or toxic ideologies, the medium of imprisonment and surveillance, or the distributor of ill-gotten gains. And, by extension, I've been intolerant of the criticism and theorizing that abets all of this.
Leading on this stroll through Manhattan is Michael Sorkin, distinguished professor of architecture and director of the graduate program in urban design at CUNY's City College.
And your repeated walking through the streets and sidewalks of Amman is your way of asserting that, as we used to say in the 1960s, the streets belong to the people.
We could breed a little slower, and we could consume a little slower. Lots of people are talking about slow food and slow culture. And the statistic that's thrown out, is a statistic about the income gap on the planet. We know that, for example, that if everybody on the planet were to consume at the rate at which we do, something between 3 and 5 additional planets would be required today. In order to supply their needs. So we in the developed world are definitely going to have to learn some good habits from people in the developing world.
The solution to the city, which is in crisis, is the city. Megacities and sprawl, which are the indigenous forms of dealing with the urban population, are clearly not going to cut it, either as a political enterprise or an environmental one. I firmly believe that reasonably dimensioned cities are the substrate of democratic polity, that they're the only way of taking an adequate inventory of the respiratory functions of humanity, the rate in which we take things in and put them out. I think that the city is the medium for empowerment of people, and as I say, the medium of taking inventory and taking charge of our rates of respiration.